Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The one rule about the Met Gala is you can't show up looking hot.
Oh, that was last night.
Yes.
I was watching the Tom Brady roast. Forgot all about it.
The biggest night in fashion that will only happen once a year. You turned on Netflix to watch something you could watch any other night of the year.
It was the biggest night of roasting.
In a long time.
So, of course, the Met Gala was last night. Of course, I was sitting on my phone refreshing, trying to look at everyone's outfits so I could judge them from the comfort of my couch in my bike shorts and my oversized Falcons t-shirt that's covered in sweat. But what I was saying is the one rule about the Met Gala is you can't show up looking hot. You got to show up looking like art.
Yes.
And I feel like once again, we had another trivial year where some people wanted to show up looking hot. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking like art.
And the theme again,
The Garden of Time, and it's inspired by a short story that is basically like rich people can't escape death and aging.
Gotcha. All right. So it wasn't really about florals if you really dig deeper into the theme, right?
Yeah. Some people heard garden, they were like, okay, flowers.
Flowers. And I did appreciate those gowns and it was so beige.
Beige.
It was so beige. I mean, and some of the silhouettes of the beige dresses were nice. But like when Chris Hemsworth showed up, I'm like, dude, you look like you belong in GQ, not at the Met Gala. Now when Bad Bunny showed up, that gave Met.
Bad Bunny had like a whole hat situation. It looked like a bonnet. He had some fun little tiny glasses on. I was like, ooh, when you got to sign the Declaration of Independence at 5, but the Met Gala's at 6.
I'm looking at the dudes and they just seem lost. So if you're not into fashion, this is how you can think of it. Have you seen Hunger Games?
Yes.
You know Effie Trinket. May the odds be forever in your favor.
Yes.
Everyone is dressed like that.
Okay. It's over the top.
Looks like the Capitol from the Hunger Games.
The only picture I saw was an hour before the Met Gala, and it was Doja Cat, and she showed up in a clear garbage trash bag with nothing on underneath it. And that's when I said, you know what? I think I'm going to watch Tom tonight.
Yeah, she had like 7 different outfits on. Yeah. She had a clear plastic bag on, and then she was walking around in a bed sheet.
I was impressed. Look at that.
I see the bed sheet one. Wow. Okay. There's not much left
in
the imagination.
It was like a wet t-shirt dress, and then there was the towel.
The towel dress.
You guys don't understand. There's multiple carpets here, because you have the Met Gala carpet and steps, right? But also, before that, most everybody gets ready at the Marc Hotel, and so there's a red carpet there, so you get to see like the first outfit. But let's give some love to our co-chairs, minus Chris Hemsworth.
J-Lo looked amazing.
J-Lo looked stunning.
Predictable, but she looked amazing.
That dress was everything. And then Zendaya giving us not one, but two looks.
Two looks.
Okay,
so what you're saying is it takes a lot of time.
Oh my God.
So two looks is kind of amazing.
She walked the carpet and then disappeared, and then came back at the very end and walked the carpet again in a completely different look, different hair, different makeup, all of it.
It looked amazing.
What did you guys think of Gwendolyn Christie?
I loved it.
So art. For those who don't know, that's Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
The big lady knight.
Mm-hmm.
She had her hair was like a flat top almost, and she had this like black cape and bright red dress. It was giving vampire.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
It was like she came, she showed up. I love anybody who did something different, who showed up and showed out, even if I like didn't like it. I gave them points for. People who showed up in sheath dresses.
In plain black tuxes.
Something that you would see, like, I love Sabrina Carpenter, but that was like an Oscar dress.
Yeah.
It's not a Met dress. It's an Oscar dress. It's a gorgeous dress, but not for the Met.
Yeah. And I'm very hesitant to start, like, tearing down celebs, because then an interview will come out where they explain how it ended up meeting the theme, and then I have to, like, eat my words, and I'm like, oh, maybe the fabric, it could only be worn once, and it represents the Garden of Time, or something like that. But I agree, it was a little bland, a little boring.
And maybe because it was more about, like, time and death and, you know, not flowers and stuff, that makes it a little more understanding as far as, like, the black and the beige. But, yeah, I was left wanting more.
Yes, I agree.
What do we think about Mindy Kaling?
Loved it.
Thank you.
Yes, a perfect example. You can be beige but not boring.
You're
yes.
so well-rounded.
Is that because Cassie has it on her screen right
no,
now?
No, he had it on his screen, and I pulled it.
Wow.
He pulled it up, and I was like, let me look at that.
She was one of my favorites because it was beige, but at least it was like, it had personality. I need something with what Lana Del Rey did. So
art.
Avant-garde. It was art. It was beige, but it was beautiful.
You can be beige without being boring. Okay. So
story of my life.
Story. Different shades of beige are fine.
You look disappointed. Like there's more to talk about. Well, you've got four of these.
I've got some beef I've got to settle with some of these people who attended the Met Gala. Who straight up didn't try. I might start the next big rap feud coming up on your next e-bus. We got Met Beef, and I have a diss track coming.
Okay, nice.
The Burt Show.